Wednesday, September 18th in Richland Center and Thursday, September 19th in Muscadet. We encourage people to sign up and attend the seminars to learn how to make a plan which makes the final decisions easier for your loved ones. This is a wonderful opportunity to learn how making simple choices can be one of the greatest gifts you can give to those you love. If you have questions or would like to sign up, please contact us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We look forward to seeing you at the Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Federal mediators plan to meet with Boeing and the Machinists Union next week as part of the effort to end the strike launched on Friday. Strikers have been set up around the clock. Picket lines are outside of Boeing's plant in Renton, Washington. Worker Ben Cruz.
We're standing together against corporate greed, but most importantly for a living wage.
The strike could cost Boeing more than $100 million daily. Funeral services will be held today for 14-year-old Mason Schumerhorn and teacher Christina Ermey, who were among the four victims killed in the Abilene High School shooting in Georgia. The services come as the community continues to grieve the tragedy that left several others injured. Meanwhile, 911 calls released Friday highlighting the confusion and panic during the shooting. Boar's Head announcing it will shut down its Virginia plant linked to 9 deaths and 57 hospitalizations following a listeria outbreak traced to its deli meats. This is ABC News. Hawaii's officials releasing the latest phase of the report into last year's Maui wildfire that killed 102 people.
Almost 80% of the fatalities in last year's fire came in central Lahaina. Some of those victims were stuck in traffic jams. The infrastructure played a role, according to Fire Safety Research Institute program manager Derek Alconis.
And we know the grass was involved, and then the fire got moving into the built environment.
The report also found no evidence that officials prepared for the fire. The state attorney general's office said criminal charges are unlikely. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A Secret Service investigation has unveiled serious security failures leading up to an attempted assassination of Donald Trump during a rally in July. The probe found agents failed to secure the roof where the gunman, Thomas Matthew Crooks, fired at Trump, wounding him and killing one before being shot by a sniper. I'm Dave Packer. ABC News.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
Your weekend forecast for today. More clouds than sun, muggy, maybe a widely scattered shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 83. Mostly cloudy, spotty showers or storms possible tonight, 62 for a low. Sunday, partly sunny and warmer. We may see a stray shower or storm, a high of 85. Back to the work week Monday, partly sunny, very warm, 86. Sunny and summery Tuesday with a high again at 86 degrees.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, boy meets girl, and it's a good bet. Girl's gonna play a little hard to get, but they both got the same thing on their mind. Ain't that the way that the world goes round? Don't it get you up and get you down? It gets you walking around with a flashlight trying to find love.
Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Ooh, gotta get you some love.
Then boy sees girl with another guy, what he wouldn't give just to catch her eye. Cause man, she is so hot. But you can't compete with a superstar. He's got a big old house and a little red car. And what you need is one thing you ain't got. Money.
Ooh, get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Ooh, gotta get you some
money.
Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Ooh, gotta get you some. Yeah.
God smiled down from up above. The money rolls in and they fall in love. From the outside looking in, it's a dream come true. But as time goes by, something turns up missing. There's not enough hugging, not enough kissing. Before too long, they better do what they gotta do. You know.
Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Gotta get you some
babies.
Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Ooh, gotta get you some.
Yeah. You know, curtain climbers and rugrats and tricycle motors and it don't matter what you call them, you gotta have a whole house full of them. Ain't nothing in the world like youngins. Get you some.
That's the late, great Toby Keith. You gotta get you some. 707, we're at 62 to our check. That's 60 degrees. I tried to give us a couple of degrees there. We'll get there eventually. I don't need to jump the gun like that. Here's Sheree Austin.
Had more than a tattoo up his sleeve, Mary Lou. Peggy Sue, Susie Q, Norma Jean. Yeah, he was pretty as a picture on his motorbike. Never met a mirror that he didn't like. Sorry, dude, with your rude attitude, take a hike. Goodness gracious, mercy. Somebody tell me where. lucky in love.
That's Sheree Austin for your weekend wake up. Little old Pippa. From Facts of Life from NBC TV back in the 1980s. Y'all remember that? 7:10, we're at 58 degrees with Dan Kuba and the Journeymen.
I remember back in 83, I was building a new house for the family and decided to burn that old house down. My wife had other plans, you see, to the milk house for a bath when she, and oh, that fire was burning pretty good. A neighbor up the road a ways was working his field and he saw the blaze. Ran to his house to call that fire in. The only running water that you could drink was, yes, you guessed it, in the milk house sink where my wife was bathing, much to her chagrin. Chief and all the firemen met in the milk house where my wife was dripping wet, and a little skimpy towel was laying there on the floor. The bubbles in the bath had lost their luster, and the firemen broke up their filibuster in a private bath, appealed to her no more. Church lady, she's all a woman can be. She ain't no church lady. Now all the firemen agree. Now the news of the fire spread through the town, and the people came on over from all around, and my wife just had that skimpy towel. A decision must be made to cover north or south, half block distance to get to the house. North was left to greatly be exposed. Now what started out as a simple bath became a community all-out bash. No one will ever forget that day. My recollection is quite clear, along with all of the cheese and the beer. My wife walking up the road topless with that sway. Church lady, she's all a woman can be. She ain't no church lady. Now all the firemen agree. Now all the town.
I think she could be a church lady, even though she was walking down the driveway with that sway. She didn't have much of a choice there, Dan Kuba. 7:14, we're at 59. Here's one for Zoggy. It's the Great Ray Stevens on RCO.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. One day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. But what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls and Harv leaped to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yeah! The day the
squirrel went berserk in the First South Baptist Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit and blooms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen pew where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. But you should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, Lord, have mercy on me. As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life, and then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First South Baptist Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. Well, 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous
WRCO.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Right now at Macy's, it's the perfect time to start looking ahead to fall. Shop all the on-trend wardrobe updates you can wear now and keep wearing later, like flowy full-length dresses and easy lightweight layers like blazers, cardigans, and jackets. And Macy's has great deals on fall updates for every room in your home, like warm bedding and kitchen essentials. Plus, download the app for exclusive savings, inspiration, and more today at Macy's.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. We'll be digging out some old classics again this Saturday night, some records and some tapes. In fact, I found my old audition tape for WRCO from years ago.
This is Phil Nee. I would like to work at WRCO, and I would like to play oldies. I was on the principal's, the dean's list.
Hey, Rock and Rollers. Get ready, get set for some fun this Saturday night. Some twin spins. We'll flash back to the fall of 1978 and an hour of our Walk with Grace winning bidders' favorite songs. WRCO's Those Were the Days is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culling and Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, along with Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel. Get ready, get set for great rock and roll between 6 and midnight Saturday night right here on WRCO, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
Are you looking for a fun weekend with a touch of tradition? Come on down to the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show Friday, September 20th and Saturday, September 21st. We've got something for everyone. From the grand parade to exciting horse, truck, and tractor pulls, stroll through the lively midway, grab some delicious food, and take a chance at winning one of our two $2,500 cash prizes in this year's raffle. And make sure to stick around for the big finale, the Tradesman Band, rocking the stage Saturday, September 21st. It's all happening at the 93rd Annual Horse and Colt Show in Viola. Don't miss out. We'll see you there.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Today's history lesson starts in 1972 with the premiere of The Waltons. In 1973, the fifth and final season of The Brady Bunch aired. The third season of The Flintstones began on this date in 1962. The first show of the season was the first to be broadcast in color. My Mother the Car premiered on NBC in 1965. Remember Ironside? The first episode aired in 1967. In 1971, John Lennon and Yoko Ono appeared on The Dick Cavett Show on ABC to promote their new film and LP, Imagine. The Archies made their premiere on CBS in 1968, based on the comic book. In 1978, the very first episode of Mork and Mindy aired on ABC. And in 1984, the MTV Awards were held for the first time. Bette Midler and Dan Aykroyd co-hosted the show. Your Rabbit Ears memory is next.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is CBS.
WRCO. Today's history lesson concludes with our Rabbit Ears memory. It takes us back in time for a show that debuted on this date in 1985. It starred Bea Arthur, Betty White, Rue McClanahan, and Estelle Getty. The show is about four older women who share a home and adventures in Miami. That show is The Golden Girls.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
the Smokies, one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas car, starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls the cops, says she saw it all, swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yeah!
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up!
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Good morning. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries sponsored each and every day by the great folks at the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. When you head down to Black Earth, tell them Adam sent you.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Well, today is Saturday, September 14th, 2024. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries. Here's a very happy 30th birthday to Justin Westfall. Hope you have a great day for Mom and Dad. His mom was chatting with us, and she said she's only 29, so it's probably impossible for Justin to be 30. But he is. So happy birthday, Justin Westfall. Here's a birthday wish to Amy Reinhart today from Dad and Lori. Lindsay is celebrating. Have a wonderful day with love from Diane and Nick. Also to Lindsay from Nick, Bubba, Luke, and Leo. Claire Baumkamp, hope you have a wonderful birthday from everyone today. Sandy King, your cousin Charlene, would like to wish you the best. Here's a note to wish a very special and a very happy birthday to Lori Newberry from Everett, Jeremy, Tammy, Jenna, and all the grandkids as Lori celebrates a very special birthday today. Jim Frazier, your friends, family, and neighbors of the Blue River area all want to say happy birthday today. Here's an anniversary wish going out to Kirk and Shelley Stibbe from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Zaba Awan and Josie Segura celebrating from the Richland Primary School. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Daniel Broadbent, Stacy Hagenston, Daniel Bissett, Estelle Mirabelli, all celebrating birthdays. Anniversaries for Dan and Kimberly Hinkle and Terry and Barb Coe. Birthday wishes, Allison Olson, Lindsay Perna, Melanie Shannon, Amy Reinhart, Lacey Hodge, and Lori Newberry, and a couple of anniversary wishes for Laverne and Carol Goldsrud and Ed and Angelica Hoskin from the Richland Center Lions Club. And of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone at WRCO-FM.
You're my
7:35 for your weekend wake up, and the question of the day is it too early to have a rum punch in your hand? Yeah, Charlie probably doesn't think so. Hey, we have an anniversary wish to pass along. This is going out to Laverne and Carol today from your Sauk County friends.
You're listening to the Weekend Get-Together.
Weekend Get-Together.
With Adam Hess.
Hey, Adam, turn the music up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Are you looking for a fun weekend with a touch of tradition? Come on down to the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show Friday, September 20th and Saturday, September 21st. We've got something for everyone. From the grand parade to exciting horse, truck, and tractor pulls, stroll through the lively midway, grab some delicious food, and take a chance at winning one of our two $2,500 cash prizes in this year's raffle. And make sure to stick around for the big finale, the Tradesman Band, rocking the stage Saturday, September 21st. It's all happening at the 93rd Annual Horse and Colt Show in Viola. Don't miss out. We'll see you there. Be sure and join us at 7:45 this morning. We'll hand things off to Joanne Krulantz in the newsroom. She'll have all the news you need to know. Here's Martina to help us get there with I Love You on RCO.
The sun is shining every day. Clouds never get in the way for you and me. I've known you just a week or two, but baby, I'm so into you, can hardly.
Charged up.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM. It's a weekend wake-up twin spin from Martina McBride. Oh, yeah, and speaking of happy girls, Joanne Krulots will have your news update at 7:45. WRCO. You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45 and 60 degrees. Time for a news update on WRCO FM, brought to you by Jones Chevrolet Buick. Town & Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu has been found. Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert.
It is with a heavy heart that I announce to you today those remains were identified as Elijah Vu.
Police say a hunter discovered Elijah's remains last weekend on private property near the town of Two Rivers. They were positively identified by the Wisconsin Crime Lab through DNA testing. The 3-year-old was reported missing February 20th of this year. In a press briefing yesterday, Meinert expressed his deep sadness at the outcome of the investigation.
This is not the outcome that we hoped for. The family's devastated. We're devastated. Our community's devastated. I never met Elijah, but I watched that 3-year-old boy bring out the best in this community.
Police say the investigation will now pivot to a death investigation. You might want to double-check any apple juice you have purchased. Wisconsin State Farmer reports that several apple juice brands sold across the country are being recalled for arsenic levels. The recalls include two juices, which were sold at Walgreens and Aldi stores in Wisconsin. Products affected in Wisconsin include 100% apple juice, 64 ounces, best diffused by date March 25, 2025, sold at Walgreens, and Nature's Nectar 100% apple juice, 64 ounces, sold at Aldi with best diffused by dates March 26, 2025, and March 27, 2025. A complaint has been filed with the Federal Election Commission against State Senator André Jacques. The Campaign Legal Center alleges Jacques transferred money from his state campaign committee to his campaign fund for the 8th Congressional District. Transactions, they say, violate a ban on candidates directing or transferring soft money in connection to a federal election. The complaint asks the FEC for sanctions, including civil penalties, to deter future violations and an injunction prohibiting future violations. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to return to Wisconsin, a key swing state in the presidential election. She'll be back in the state Friday for the fourth time since she launched her White House campaign in July. Harris's entry into the race has enlivened the Democratic Party's base in Wisconsin, particularly in areas where she must run up big margins to carry a state that Joe Biden flipped from Republican Donald Trump in 2020. Her campaign says that since she entered the race, supporters in Wisconsin have knocked on more than 500,000 doors, and that since last week's debate with Trump, the campaign has signed up more than 3,000 new volunteers. The Biden administration has asked an appeals court to revive a Trump-era rule that lifted remaining Endangered Species Act protections for gray wolves in the U.S. If successful, the move would put the predators under state's oversight and would allow hunting in the Great Lakes region, which had been suspended by a court order. Protections will remain in place pending the court's decision. Friday's court filing follows years of political acrimony as wolves have repopulated some areas of the western U.S., sometimes attacking livestock and eating big game. Environmental groups want that expansion to continue. Gray wolves occupy only a fraction of their historic range. The University of Wisconsin administration has published a new policy that requires school leaders maintain neutral viewpoints in their public statements. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman released the policy Friday. It states that university leaders such as chancellors, provost, deans, and department chairs should talk only about matters that affect university operations and maintain viewpoint neutrality when referencing any political or social controversy. The policy doesn't extend to faculty or staff when teaching or debating or to their personal communications. The move comes after Jewish groups criticized UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Monet for striking a deal ending a pro-Palestinian campus protest in May. Carrying your Social Security card with you makes you vulnerable to identity thieves. The SSA's Abigail Zapote says it's not necessary if you have your number memorized.
We do ask that folks, first and foremost, not carry their Social Security card around with them, whether it's in their purse or their wallet. Usually that's an easy way to be able to lose their Social Security card.
Officials say you don't have to go to your nearest Social Security office to do business with the agency.
They can report a stolen Social Security number to the Federal Trade Commission at identitytheft.gov and then go through our replacement process at ssa.gov/number-card to ensure that they can get that replacement card if they need it.
There's more information about keeping your identity safe at ssa.gov. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the combined state chamber and manufacturers association, announced 9 companies as recipients of the Wisconsin Business Friend of the Environment Award. For 34 years, WMC has presented this award to companies that have demonstrated environmental leadership through sustainability, stewardship, and innovation. The program, sponsored by WM, seeks to demonstrate to state policymakers and the public that businesses are leading in sound environmental practices. Awards are presented based on company size and type of environmental activity. Businesses must demonstrate they have made significant improvements in one of 3 areas: sustainability, environmental stewardship, or environmental innovation. Among the 2024 Business Friend of the Environment Award winners were Primex Plastics of Reedsburg, the recipient of an Environmental Stewardship Award, and Envirant Incorporated of Madison received an Environmental Innovation Award. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles will implement new federal requirements for drug and alcohol status compliance and will downgrade commercial driver licenses for noncompliance beginning this Sunday. Through the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's new drug and alcohol clearinghouse status checks, state DMVs will be notified when CDL drivers do not pass their drug or alcohol testing. When Wisconsin DMV's new CDL verification system goes live tomorrow, all Wisconsin CDL drivers who are not in federal compliance will have their commercial driving privilege downgraded until they clear their record with FMCSA. With a license downgrade, operating a commercial vehicle is illegal. The commercial driver's regular driving privilege will not be impacted. The formal federal rule notes that beginning November 18th, all state driver licensing agencies will be required to remove the commercial driving privileges from the driver license of an individual subject to the commercial motor vehicle driving prohibition. Wisconsin DMV's compliance with the final rule will help keep unsafe drivers off the road. Wisconsin CDL drivers with the federal prohibited status will have their CDL classes downgraded until they can comply with the return to duty process. Drivers who receive a downgrade letter from DMV should work with their employer and their substance abuse professional to complete the RTD process. Once the prohibited driver completes the RTD process with FMCSA, Wisconsin DMV will be notified and automatically release the downgrade, which returns their CDL status to valid. More information regarding this rule and process can be found online at clearinghouse.fmcsa.dot.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will award more than $6 million to local groups to protect and improve surface water. Interested and eligible organizations are encouraged to apply for a surface water grant. A pre-application must be submitted by tomorrow to compete for a grant in November. Eligible organizations include counties, municipalities, local government units, lake and sanitary districts, natural resource agencies, tribal governing bodies, colleges and school districts, lake associations, nonprofit conservation organizations, river and surface water management organizations, and producer-led groups. Individuals are not eligible for grants but may partner with an eligible organization willing to sponsor a project. Reach out to your local environmental grant specialist to confirm your organization's eligibility. Pre-application forms can be found under the Applying tab on the DNR's Surface Water Grants Program webpage. Right-click the link to Surface Water Grant Application Form 8700-284 and download or save as to create a copy of the form on your computer. Open the form from your local drive and fill out the sections labeled pre-application. Email the form by tomorrow to DNR Surface Water Grants at Wisconsin.gov. The department will be in touch with more information following your submission. A former employee at a troubled Wisconsin prison has pleaded guilty to smuggling contraband into the maximum security prison. 47-year-old William Lee Homan pleaded guilty in federal court Thursday to a charge of conspiracy to commit bribery concerning programs receiving federal funds. The Appleton Post-Crescent reports Homan was working as a facilities repair worker at the Waupun Correctional Institution when he smuggled items, including cell phones, tobacco products, and controlled substances into the prison in exchange for money. Governor Tony Evers' office said in March that federal authorities were investigating an apparent smuggling operation involving employees at the prison. A decision may be near regarding a contested pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. 1 week ago, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released its final environmental impact statement on the proposed Enbridge Line 5 segment relocation project. The existing pipeline between Superior and Michigan's Upper Peninsula is 71 years old, and a portion runs through reservation lands of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The proposed relocation would reroute the line. A coalition of business, agriculture, and labor groups support the project, while the tribe and environmental groups want Line 5 shut down. Enbridge will need to secure permits from the DNR and Army Corps of Engineers before work can commence on the project.
This is the final week to shop the back-to-school blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5.
Today is Saturday, September 14th. Edward L. Franck, 95 of Lafarge, died Wednesday at Bethel Oaks, Viroqua. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Bear Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Edward L. Franck, 95 of Lafarge.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Are you looking for a fun weekend with a touch of tradition? Come on down to the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show Friday, September 20th and Saturday, September 21st. We've got something for everyone. From the grand parade to exciting horse, truck, and tractor pulls, stroll through the lively midway, grab some delicious food, and take a chance at winning one of our two $2,500 cash prizes in this year's raffle. And make sure to stick around for the big finale, the Tradesman Band, rocking the stage Saturday, September 21st. It's all happening at the 93rd Annual Horse and Colt Show in Viola. Don't miss out. We'll see you there.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Russian invasion pushing deeper into eastern Ukraine. ABC's Ian Pannell is there.
On the battlefield, the Kremlin...